Britanna Global Solutions is a SaaS company building enterprise-grade IT business applications for small and medium enterprises. Britanna Global Solutions is part of the IDEA Incubation Program, co-implemented by Philde Foundation and the Department of Trade and Industry. Anna Kalubat is co-founder and managing director at Britanna Global Solutions. So hello, Anna. Welcome to Startup Podcast. We're very happy to have you dito.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be invited to your channel.
Yes, I'm very excited to learn more about Britanna Global Solutions. So let's start with the first question. So ano nga ba ang Britanna Global Solutions?
Okay. We are a SaaS or Software as a Service company, and our core product is Britanna ERP. Britanna ERP, it's a cloud-based, full-suite ERP solution designed for rapid deployment.
Yes, I'm quite familiar now with ERPs because I myself, my background is an industrial engineer. So we do supply chain, operations management, planning, warehousing, inventory, ganyan-ganyan. So, but for everyone listening, let's first clarify, ano nga ba ang ERP? I think it means, correct me if I'm wrong, enterprise resource planning. So ano nga ba ang ERPs? And maybe like with Britanna ERP, parang how exactly are you trying to solve the problems of these SMEs?
Okay, so you're right, you know, the ERP, the acronym, it stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. But to put it in layman's terms, ERP is simply an integrated all-in-one software solution that automates a company's business functions, so from procurement to order processing to warehouse and supply chain management down to finance and then accounting. So with an ERP, you can seamlessly manage your business with just one software.
Yeah, I think very crucial. I think very good definition, yung automation of business functions. Kasi ito minsan yung masakit sa ulo, gawin yung accounting, tapos pagbibilang ng inventory. At parang when you are, let's say, a retail store, for example, pag nagbibenta ka, pag madaming transactions, mahirap na itrack, kumbaga, yung asan na ba inventory ko, ilan na ba yung ganitong item. So, parang how exactly, maybe we can expand a bit lang on this. Parang, ano exactly yung parang these business functions that maybe the Britanna ERP can provide for SMEs? Para din ma-appreciate nila na SMEs, especially baka may nakikinig na, parang how really can we get value from Britanna's products?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it automates basically the entire business function ng isang business. So from, you know, creating a quote to processing the order, fulfilling that order, down to receiving payment, and then all of that, syempre may bookkeeping na nangyayari. Usually, medyo manual yung process niya kasi bawat transaction talaga kailangan mo i-record eh. In an ERP, automated na lahat yon. Basically, accounting entries are generated for each transaction that you make. So if you create a PO, if you create a supplier bill, if you receive your goods, if you fulfill an order, lahat yon may accounting entries. And lahat yon automated na.
Yeah, so I think parang ano, no? Kasi medyo in traditional legacy systems, for example, mga lumang system. Parang when I get to sell, magbebenta ako, susunod ko pa yung parang resibo, and then may notebook ako, for example, like yung old system, may notebook ako, inunod ko na minus this one and papunta sa this one. Pero I think with ERPs, no, especially when we scale, when we really have a large inventory, maraming products, and tuloy-tuloy yung transactions, pag nakabenta, automatic, wala nang kailangan isipin kasi nag-reflect na doon sa digital system maybe. So,
correct. And then yung intricacies pa nung those transactions kasi hindi lang naman laging, okay, you order, you fulfill, tapos. Pero pwedeng nag-order siya, you do partial fulfillment, so kailangan ma-manage mo yun. Diba? Partial fulfillment. Tapos mag-bill ka, partial din yun kasi partial mo din-deliver, you have to do partial billing. And now you have to track the payment. Paano kung nag-overpayment sila or kulang yung binayad nila? So that is being handled automatically by an ERP system. So whatever you encode, natatrack ng ERP, lahat ng mga related transactions tells you, okay, ito partially fulfilled pa lang, itong invoice mo, hindi pa fully paid. Ano ba yung ginamit na payment method? For example, nagbayad ba ng credit card, ng cash? Those are recorded into the system. And even yung VAT, like tracking yung VAT. Tapos may ano pa, syempre we have the what we call the withholding tax. So your customer can withhold tax from you. So kailangan nag-track din ng system mo yun. So yan yung ginagawa ng isang ERP. So it simplifies everything for you, streamline the process for you, para walang redundant work na nangyayari, walang manual na ginagawa on the side.
Yeah, it's actually very clear now, no? I think madali itong gawin kung lima lang yung customers mo. Pero what if 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, diba? You really need this kind of automated systems. Now, I want to ask, what really parang makes Britannia Global Solutions or the Britannia ERP special? I know that you're parang focused on SMEs, small and medium enterprises. So, can you share lang parang what exactly or why exactly also SMEs and yeah, what sets the product apart maybe from other ERPs maybe?
Right. I think two things, no? Our edge, number one, I think is we provide enterprise-level features but at small business price. So, what this means is that companies who use our ERP, they get to enjoy features that you would only find or normally see from ERPs offered by tier one companies like, you know, Oracle, SAP, and the like. And we all know that these companies, target market nila are the mid-sized to or mostly large corporations. For us, our mission is really to empower the SMEs or the small to medium-sized businesses by providing them with high quality software solution so they can truly run their business digitally. Yung solution namin, our ERP solution, it will scale as your company grow. Hindi yung, okay, we have a solution now, we have some accounting system that we can use, but once you scale, lipat ka na naman ng iba, hanap ka ulit ng iba. So our solution scale as your company grow. And we are also the only ERP provider who does not charge implementation or setup fee. You know, just to have an ERP implemented, it would cost an upward of 500,000 pesos. And, you know, that leads to our second edge, you know, over other ERP. Our second edge is we have built our own no-code smart engine. And this smart engine allows us to customize the ERP according to business requirements, according to a company's business processes, without having to write a single code. So there's no need for us to like have software engineers or highly technical staff to implement the software for them. And it is because of this smart engine or this technology that we have that we can afford to not charge implementation or setup costs. You know, also because of this technology, we are able to deploy faster. Usually the cycle to implement an ERP takes 6 months and more, and 6 months or longer. Because for us, with that technology that we have, customizing business workflows, you know, if you're adding custom fields, it is just as easy as filling out a form. And we can do this and set it up within minutes. So that's no coding required, no database changes. We don't need to deploy or restart the server.
I'm really amazed though with all of these explanations because I really understand now. Kasi I worked with some ERPs before, for example, SAP. And then I know na when you deploy SAP, like for example, sa big company nga yun, na maraming warehouse, kaya rin minsan tumatagal yung process of deployment kasi kailangan pa i-customize dun sa mismong company. Tapos kailangan pa matutunan ng mga engineers ng company na yun. Pero I think what Britannia ERP is parang different is, yun nga, it's a no-code. So parang ito siya, tapos madaling mag-subscribe, I think, yung mga gusto mag-avail. Tapos, basically, you have a product and people will basically avail of it and maybe they can use it easily. So, I think parang ano siya, no? Parang more of smart and parang mas madaling gamitin, mas flexible for different businesses. Pero I'm just curious, parang what are the examples of SMEs, para lang mas concrete, that can really use Britannia ERP? Parang maybe what are your target exact industries or parang kind of businesses?
Yeah. Initially, you know, target market namin are the wholesalers, distributors, and retailers. Because they are the industry that will really benefit from an ERP. Because yan yung industry na talagang merong goods, may movement of goods. So with our ERP, we have a very robust warehouse management system. So in our ERP, we can handle transfer of goods, you know, either from warehouse to warehouse, from one bin location to another, from one branch to another. And in the process, we track, for example, yung from store to store. Siyempre, you want that, you know, you fulfill it from one store, and then when it goes to the others, kailangan may trace yun, may receiving. So, sino nag-receive, how many receive. And pwede kasing, let's say, nag-request ka ng transfer of 100 quantity, pagdating doon sa kabila, ang dumating lang, 50 or dumating 99 na okay, may one piece of damage. So that process, yan yung complexity eh, to handle those type of transactions na ha-handle siya ng ERP.
Yeah, I think those SMEs no, na talaga may inventory na tina-transport from one place to another, mas maiintindihan nila actually yung sakit ng ulo na ito. Now I understand why sobrang bilis ng growth ni Britana from FieldDev's Idea Incubation Program and recently no to IDSP's Cohort 10 and also sa Final Pitch. Kasi I think marami sa mga SMEs na to, ang ginagamit pa, to be honest, ay Excel, for example, or manual, misalnya baka notepad, or Excel, or baka notebook lang, ganyan, di ba? Pero I can really imagine, and I really get the point no, na maybe need din na natin na mag, kumbaga mag-evolve yung technology. Kasi, I mean, sobrang laking ginhawa and actual benefit for everyone, especially for these SMEs na parang talagang matanggal yung sakit ng ulo. Now, I'm just curious about the like the model no? Kasi this is a SaaS, so parang software as a service nga. So, how can they, because maybe they want to avail no, of Britana ERP, they want to use. How can they use? So, do they just subscribe to the website and andyan yung product na gamit na? So, how does it happen?
Mm-hmm. So, our software, it's sold based on subscription model. There are no one-time fees, no base fees, or other hidden costs. Basically, you're paying for user licenses. We have three simple and affordable plans. So we have the starter plan, which consists of 5 user licenses. So this is perfect for growing businesses looking to streamline their operations. This is perfect for small businesses. And you know, 5, why 5? Because usually, it will not work kung isa lang, like the business owner lang yung may access. So basically, siya gagawa ng transaction. At the minimum, syempre, you have your business owner, you have your tip purchaser, you have the billing clerk or taga-invoice, and then meron yung sa warehouse, nag-handle ng inventory, nag-process ng fulfillment or receiving goods, and the accountant. So that's our package for small businesses. And then we have the growth plan, which consists of 12 user licenses. And this is for growing businesses looking to streamline their operations. So ito na yung gusto nilang bigyan na access yung mga salespeople nila para they can easily see, oh, mayroon akong customer na gusto mong bumili, pero may stock ba? So I can check myself as a salesperson. I can check myself, oh, we have stock available. And I can use the system to create a quote or a sales order. A sales quote, even a sales order if you want to provide them access to the sales order. So that's for the growth plan. And then for the premium plan, it consists of 20 user licenses, and this is for established businesses that have like 2 to 3 layers of management. Like, for example, mag-create ng PO, gusto mo, i-approve mo na siya ng purchase manager, procurement manager. So that's another user license. That's why it's more for the mga 2 to 3 levels of management na. And then actually, we have another package that we recently roll out. And ito naman yung retail POS plan for retail stores that need cloud-based POS system. Integrated din siya sa ERP, pero syempre yung ERP, that's for yung handling all the back-end. Pero for mga retailers, kailangan nila ng POS eh. So we also have that. And that plan, that's unlimited users per store or per outlet.
Yeah, I think these packages are really amazing. Parang meron talaga nag-fit for everyone. And especially yung pinakabago yung retail POS. I actually know na ang dami, even sa Startup PH Facebook group, na ang dami nagpo-post na naghahanap ng POS systems, ganyan, point of physical point of transaction, na parang every transaction really, pagka-transact, andun agad sa system. So, and it's automated. So, I really know that ang laki ng demand for like this kind of systems. Now, I'm really happy that I got to interview you and I'm really happy that I got to know more about Britana kasi for me, ang linis actually, ang linis nung packages, ang linis nung pag-design ng product. And now, I'm curious, Anna, what's your background? Kasi parang it's really very systematic and parang very, I think you're very knowledgeable about ERPs, about supply chain, about all of these things. So maybe can you share also maybe the founding team, ano? So parang what are the backgrounds and the, maybe the expertise and skills of the team behind Britana?
Okay. Sige, let's start with sharing a short background about myself. So I spent 12 years helping multinational tech companies design and build software products that made, you know, big businesses grow even bigger. So I was building software solutions for banks, for telcos, and even for government agencies. And after my corporate stint, I started my own IT consulting firm, helping SMEs with their IT infrastructure and with their software selection process. It is actually then that I saw yung massive gap in the quality of software solutions available for SMEs. And that's the reason why I started Bitana. You know, it became my dream and passion to make quality software solutions available for the SMEs. Bitana is co-founded and co-funded by my husband, Brian, and myself. So I run the day-to-day operation and the tech side of the business, whereas he guides the company, he guides me on the business aspect of things. Aside from us, I also consider my team members as part of the founding team. I have a brilliant and dedicated team. They have been with me since the start of, since we started Bitana. And, you know, I'm grateful for their dedication and loyalty to the company.
Yeah, it's very nice to hear, you know, that you actually started building the software for large companies. Because I think if you really have experience in building software, you understand especially yung information systems, yung flow ng information. And I think that's one of the most important things for you to get to design like this kind of ERPs. Pero I'm just curious kasi I think iba ang system sa large companies, what you're trying to do now with SMEs. Ano. So parang maybe what's the transition like from building software to large companies to now building software parang designed for smaller companies. So maybe can you just share some opinions about this?
Mm-mm. Actually, for me, it's, you know, somewhat similar. Kasi ang ERP, malaki rin talaga siya. It's really big. Basically, ang daming business logic na kailangan in process. You know, the good thing is that I got the exposure in building, you know, framework. Kasi when you build a software solution, ang importante is yung foundation nun, the framework for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I started with that because of my exposure with really complex system, you know, like bank system, like for government agencies, tax agencies. So I got that exposure, you know, paano ba yung proper design for a software solution? And that's what I used and I applied yung knowledge na yun in developing the ERP.
Yeah. And now I also want to ask, because I think you worked for corporate before and now you're in the startup world. I know it may be a bit different. So can you just share some experiences on this transition? And especially, I've heard that you just got your very big customer just recently, I think just 2 months ago. So can you just share yung parang naging journey ni Britana from starting it up to now getting a very large customer? Because I think it's really, kumbaga, nakakagaan ng loob, pero I know marami pang challenges. So can you just share some stories?
Yeah, it's ano, yung journey no as an entrepreneur. Actually, alam mo, hindi ko naisip. I never really asked myself yung choosing to become an entrepreneur. Definitely, it was not easy. I could have taken an easier route by staying in the corporate. Back then, you know, okay naman yung I have a good career and I was performing well. But I think, you know, iba kasi yung I have that passion. I knew that, you know, we can offer something better for the SMEs. Why do they have to endure having using various systems? Because they cannot afford an ERP. So I think it, so let's start yung ano nene. Everything started with that, you know, passion. And at the start, you know, it was I started writing the framework code, the foundation for it. And then inisip ko, ano ba yung problema ng mga SMEs? Bakit ba ayaw nilang bumili ng ERP or ayaw nilang mag-subscribe to ERP. And because of my consulting experience, una is yung high upfront cost for the implementation. There's always a fear na what if the project will not succeed?
Okay.
Ang laki na ng investment. You know? So, kaya kadalasan, you know, from my experience, while I try to convince them, you know, if you don't use an ERP, mas malaking problema yung makikreate in the long run. But then, in the end, that's a shelving my project because of the high cost of ERP. And so, when I was working on this project, it started as just a project. So I said, okay, ano ba yung, how do we take out that implementation part? So I understand why people charge that amount to implement because it's very costly to have, you know, developers implement, to hire developers implement ERP. And ang tagal ng cycle, ng ano eh, implementation cycle, 6 months. Imagine mo ilang developers yung kailangan mong i-allot to this project to work on it. So I said, maybe, you know, if we can automate some parts, this aspect of it, baka, you know, we can reduce the cost. So it started with the project and I wrote the framework code, kumbaga MVP Nung nakita ko, okay, parang gagana siya at mukhang pwede. So that's when we started hiring, you know, a couple of developers and building. It was not an easy journey, you know. I think you have to talagang ano lang, keep pushing until, and here we are now. We have, you know, a complete solution. I'm proud of what the team built.
Yeah.
With your question pala on the, I know, the customer launch, you were asking me about that customer launch. No? Yes, that customer implementation is very important for us. Ano siya, it's a testament that our solution is robust, that our solution is scalable. Kasi just that customer alone, our ERP runs seamlessly with over 70 users, with 4,000 SKUs, over 50 different workflows that we set up for them.
Wow.
And we process thousands of transactions per month just with that customer alone. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I really think that what Britana and you are doing is sort of revolutionary because you're parang removing the barriers for these SMEs, eh? Parang really helping them transition to automated business systems. I really think imbes na Excel, imbes na notebook lang, I think our Philippine SMEs really have to ride on this new technology and mas magiging better for everyone, even for the larger economy.
Mm-mm.
I also understand now why you joined PhilDev and DTI's IDEA Incubation Program. Because this is an incubation program, but they also have like that social impact aspect about it. So I think that's with Britana helping or providing solutions for the SMEs. But yeah, can we know more about your experience with this recent IDEA Incubation Program? And maybe parang how was the demo day? Because I think, what was your target? What was your goal in this program?
You know, we're very fortunate to be selected to take part in the PhilDev IDEA Program, which is in partnership with DTI. So for us, you know, the experience was insightful. We learned a lot from the mentors and coaches that they got to help us. The members of the PhilDev team, they were very helpful and accommodating. Actually, I know after the program ended, until now, I'm still in touch with them. And from time to time, I would seek their advice. And they're always very gracious and they would do their best to help me with my inquiries. You know, if not them, they would refer me to someone from their network who can help me. And for the social impact, you know, or the SDG impact that we want to achieve and, you know, incorporate in our mission and vision. And that is, you know, to contribute in providing a decent work and economic growth for the company. And we do this by helping companies achieve higher level of productivity through technological advancement and innovation.
So, yeah, so it's really helping basically small businesses thrive and maybe grow. So I really think that Britana's products can help them scale and grow in the future. I'm just curious about the name, about the startup name. It's Britana Global Solutions. I'm very curious about the global part. So maybe for our last question for this conversation, what is really parang the long-term plans or long-term vision of Britana? And especially, it's global. So parang, are you also targeting like SMEs all around the world? So maybe you can just share a bit of the future for Britana.
Okay. Actually, we are rebranding. So it will be just Britana. To simplify, it will be just Britana. But the Britana name came from... kasi when we were thinking of a name, sabi ko kailangan no more than 3 syllables.
Okay.
Kailangan easier to pronounce. So usually when it ends with a vowel, it's easier to pronounce it than with an A. So yun yung mga ano ko, like I started with that and then nakita ko yung ano, yung Cortana, which is Microsoft parang assistant, their automated assistant to Microsoft Windows. I go, okay, it sounded ano, parang maganda i-pronounce yung Cortana. So I go, okay, maybe something similar to that word. And my name is Anna, and my husband's name is Brian. And so I just merged the two, so it became Britana. not to be cheesy, but it's only because, you know, I like you know, the sounding of Cortana, and I wanted to, you know, come up with a name that's, you know, close to that. And my husband agreed naman na okay naman din yung Britana. So, yeah, as for our vision in the future, of course, you know, we want Britana to be a market leader in providing innovation for the SMEs. And it's not just here in the Philippines, but globally. In fact, you know, when we designed the ERP, we designed it to cater for multiple currencies and even multiple languages. Naka-ready na yung system that, you know, if we do some translation, it can cater to a different language. Maybe that's yun, it's sort of part of the future roadmap namin. And, you know, we won't just stop with ERP. We'll continue to innovate and, you know, build new software products for the SMEs.
Yeah, so I'm really seeing maybe one of the principles for Britann is really about flexibility, parang really building the core product, building the core technology, pero also designing it to be flexible para iba't ibang maybe industry, iba't ibang domain, iba't ibang language din, iba't ibang nationality yung makagamit in the future. And iba't ibang sizes, iba't ibang use cases may also may parang ganun siyang aspect. So, yeah, thank you, Anna. I'm very happy to do this conversation with you, knowing more about Britann. I'm really amazed actually with how the design for the product of Britann was made and was thought of. I really like the thoughts put into it. So, if our listeners want to know more about Britann Global Solutions or Britann or in the Britann ERP, maybe they want to avail of it, maybe they want to use it, maybe they want to subscribe. So, where can they get more information? So, maybe you could share the website or any other channels out there.
Okay. They can reach us through our Facebook or LinkedIn page or through our website. That's www.britannasolutions.com. We have also our contact information posted there. And if they want to know more about our ERP, they can also request for a demo through our website.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you. I'm really happy to do this conversation. And I'm really happy of what you're doing, of what your mission, especially for SMEs, especially for Filipino businesses. So maybe we can help them scale nga. And in the long run, basically better economy kasi better business, better society, better economy for everyone. Mm-hmm. So maraming salamat, Anna, for sharing about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for allowing us to share our story. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much to our 25 patrons. AskLex PH is our official e-learning partner. Get 5% discount on e-learning courses and certification programs on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more using our promo code ALPHAXSUP. This episode is super powered by Pinoy IP Works, the intellectual property company advancing and protecting Filipino ideas. PocketWorks, the leading enabler and only Internet of Things social enterprise in the Philippines. Looking for buy and sell online with Sigurado sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. And 8chain, an 8-in-1 cryptocurrency project building one chain at a time, starting with max rep, workout, and earn. This episode is powered by Twala, Hive Energy PH, ePlayment, Interleukin, and ROC.ph. Support us and get your brand promoted using the links in the description below.